The U.S. men's soccer team takes the field next month in its fourth consecutive World Cup. Matches are being played in South Korea and Japan. Teams come a long way since 1989, when, after a 40-year absence, it qualified for the world's most popular soccer tournament.
The USA has realized a dream. They will qualify for the World Cup in 1990. Unbelievable!
The U.S. team beat Trinidad-Tobago that year, 1-0. The TV announcer said the win and the historic World Cup qualification were attributed in part to the performance of the team's goalie, Tony Miola.
And lost in all of this, it's four consecutive games that a 20-year-old goalkeeper kept the score away.
That's
he has
right.
not given up a goal in four games. That's incredible.
Tony Miola is 33 and entering his third World Cup with the U.S. Miola says the team has become increasingly competitive in international soccer.
When I started out with the national team back in the end of 1988, I think we were ranked about 160th in the world at that time, and the recent rankings just came out, and we are number 13 in the world. So, now it's time to hopefully take that final step and be a part of those elite teams in the top 10.
Portugal, South Korea, and Poland in the first round. How do you like your team's chances?
Well, Bob, we think our chances are pretty good. Obviously, when you look at our group, the majority of the so-called soccer experts think that Portugal is going to win the group. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are picking them to be in the semifinals of the tournament. Obviously, it's very difficult to play the host country in South Korea. Poland is the other team that's got a great soccer tradition. But from our standpoint, we think that our players can match up with all three of those teams, and we think we're going to be pretty successful.
Well, the U.S. hasn't exactly bombed in past World Cups.
Well, no. I mean, obviously, everyone looks at what you did in the last World Cup, and we didn't do quite well in 1998. But in 1994, we set a standard for the U.S. national team, and that's to get to the second round of the World Cup. And I think we all feel that anything less than qualifying for the next round is not good enough anymore for the United States.
Six of your teammates have been to three World Cups, so they bring experience, but will they be able to keep up with the younger opponents?
Well, I'm one of those guys that's been to three of them, 1990, 94, and this is my third one, and we'd like to think that, the reason we're here is that we can play and we understand the game and can help this team. And I think our team has a really good mix of young guys and older guys. And for now, we'll let all the young guys do all the running and all the older guys will, do the other type of work.
What about your younger guys? What have you learned that you're passing on to them?
Well, we're trying to, one, educate them about where the sport has come. And I think that's sometimes the hardest thing, because for some of our young guys, things have come so easy for them because they're such good players. We never had the opportunity to come from college and a few of these guys right out of high school and come into Major League Soccer and benefit from playing against older guys every single week. I mean, a majority of us had to go overseas, and these guys have had the opportunity that really no American soccer player has ever had, and they're really benefiting from it.
Are they ready to lead the team in the future?
There's no question. Guys like Clint Mathis, Landon Donovan, DeMarcus Beasley, these guys are still guys that qualify for our under-23 team. So they've got a lot of soccer ahead of them, and I think we're going to see those type of guys around for quite a long time.
So why hasn't soccer in the U.S. become what it is in most other places in the world?
Well, I think when your mom and dad grow up with baseball or softball or football, or that's where you're going to go, and those are the sports they grew up playing, and that's where you're going to take your kids. And the generation 15 years ago that were playing soccer, they're now starting to have kids and starting to take their kids to soccer games. And we're seeing this in the last couple of years in the elevation of attendance in Major League Soccer, and I think it just, as long as it continues to get better every year, I think we're going in the right direction.
You played other sports. You were drafted by the Yankees once.
Yeah, those were back in the good old days. I played baseball at the University of Virginia as well, but this was my passion. This was what I always dreamed of doing, and I'm happy I made this decision. There's no question.
You might have had some World Series rings by now.
Well, maybe. As long as you don't remind me of those things, they don't feel so bad.
Good luck in Korea.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Tony Miola is a goalkeeper for the U.S. World Cup soccer team. And he'll be going to the World Cup with his former soccer coach at the University of Virginia. Bruce Arena started coaching the national team a few years ago. Miola says Arena has prepared these players for the tournament like no other coach before him.